The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Due to budget issues, Eric's been replaced by a cranky secondhand robot named Dr. Nuts and Bolts.
We assume you won't mind, but if sparks shoot out your radio, you'll know why.
So stand back.
And now, here's Eric 2.0.
Dr. Nuts and Bolts? Is he really a doctor? I don't believe he exists.
I like the new version.
And Dave, I've got another question. It's one thing about replacing me with a cranky secondhand robot named Dr. Nuts and Bolts, but it's another thing to look over and say, hey, Albin is still not here. It's Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Monday. You know what I think's going on? I think he's in the building, but he's just not ready. I think in a few minutes he'll show up. I know the authorities have apprehended him.
Yeah.
So there's no question anymore of where
sense.
He is. The only question is, whose custody is he in?
About a week and a half ago, he told me he was going out for cigarettes and never came
back.
I'm
telling you, it's not good. It's not good. Albin's done some bad things. I'm not going to lie to you. He's done some really bad things, and he's going to talk about it on the air maybe tomorrow. We'll see. Okay, we've got some important things. First of all, today, since it's Monday, I thought I want to talk to David Horowitz today. David Horowitz has been on the program before. He has a new book out. It's one of these things. I'm going to talk to him for a long time. It's a three-part interview because I just want to take the time to talk to him. But you don't want to miss David Horowitz. Both hours today, all right? Tomorrow you'll hear part three. Now, before we go back to David Horowitz, let me say we're doing a fundraiser with Food for the Poor, and we are giving away a grand prize so kooky that I've got to talk about it. Dave, I hope you don't mind. I've got to talk about it because it's so kooky. Somebody, first of all, if anybody donates anything to Food for the Poor, you're entered to win. So anybody out there listening right now, you could donate $10 to Food for the Poor. You will be entered to win, okay? And you say, well, what am I going to win? Here's what it is, folks. And this is, I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to dive in because there's a lot of stuff. The grand prize is outrageous, okay? The grand
prize dozen books. I don't even know how many dozen.
So many books. They're all signed by the author. I happen to be the author of most of them. But some people don't even know. People often come to me. It just happened this weekend. It happened last week in Michigan. People say, like, oh, I loved your book. And I go, what are you talking about? Like, I've written, like, 12 books. I've written 30 children's books. Which one are you talking about? Usually they go, oh, Bonhoeffer, you know, right? But I'm saying, like, no, I've written many other books about which I feel as enthusiastic as I do about Bonhoeffer. I'm not kidding, right? So I've written three biographies. I've written a book on miracles. I've written all kinds of stuff. And so in order so you can get copies of every one of them signed by the author, we're making it a grand prize drawing. So if you give to Food for the Poor, you go to MetaxasTalk.com. Got to do it today, folks. You got to step it up here. MetaxasTalk.com. Or you can call this number, 844-863-HOPE, anybody, if you've got a phone, and you know a lot of people do have phones today, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. If you have a birthday, you qualify to enter. A lot of people have birthdays. If you have a birthday any time in the year, you're qualified to call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Any amount you give is going to bless people who are really struggling right now in South America. They are hungry. I've talked about this. I'll talk about it more. But before I give you the specifics, I just want to tell you what the grand prize is. Dave, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to dive in. Ready? Okay, here it is. You get signed copies of my Seven Men book. You get a signed copy of my Seven Women book. You get a signed copy of Everything You Always Want to Know About God. You get a signed copy of the Socrates in the City book. Oh, there's a book, you say? Yes, and I will sign it. You get a signed copy of Albin's book, Hamster Homes. There are several in the series. We're going to get him to sign several of these. Goes in the pile. Yes,
I just want to mention that now Hamster Homes' assistant is the Watson, is a firefly.
A firefly.
Watts on. I love the pun.
Watts on.
And
that's the joke.
He speaks in Morse code, so kids
get
to
translate very clever.
That.
Albin is so clever, he kind of cracks me up sometimes. I'm like, hey, that's clever. Albin has written books. His books are involved. And by the way, you think, oh, he's just written some kids' books? No. He wrote a humor book called Beyond Belief, B.S. Bentley's Collection of Oddities, Oddballs, Beyond Belief. Albin and I both have written parodies of Ripley's Believe It or Not. If I can find a copy of my Ripley's Believe It or Not book, that goes into the pile. I actually have Ripley's Believe It or Not mugs.
Wow.
Mugs. I will put a mug in. Now, this is getting bigger and bigger.
Is this book Beyond Belief guaranteed to have no facts in it?
Zero facts. Zero. 100% fact-free, folks. Fact-free. Do you understand? Fact-free. But it does have carbs. Okay, let me say this. I have copies of my Bonhoeffer book will be signed to you. That's the hardcover, okay? Bonhoeffer, we've got a copy of my Miracles book will be signed to you, a copy of my Amazing Grace, the story of William Wilberforce. Hey, you know what? This is not just free. It's inspiring. These stories are very inspiring. That's why I chose to write on these tremendous human beings. My book, Seven Women, will be included. My book, If You Can Keep It. I wish I could give this to every American. It tells you what is needed to really be an American, to understand what it is to live in a free society. And it means we have obligations to keep the republic. It means you and I, we have something that we have to do. So that's the book, If You Can Keep It, signed.
That book was pivotal to me, Eric. I mean, seeing
how... Just stop that. You're
American
just saying that.
American liberty is different from French liberty and how that showed up in the two different revolutions
Thank
and how
you.
That plays out today.
And that's in the book.
Yeah.
Thank you. See, I mean, seriously, like this is... we can't give this free to everybody. You can buy copies, but if you want it for free, enter the drawing 1-844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Okay, I have a copy of my book, No Pressure, Mr. President, signed to you. A copy of my children's book, Uncle Muggsy. This is Yankee Doodle Muggsy, July 4th. Then we have the Christmas book, signed to you. I mean, this is crazy. This is getting crazy. We have a copy of my Bonhoeffer book, in Dutch. That's not a joke. In Dutch. We have a copy of my Bonhoeffer book in Chinese. We've got others that I'm going to add to the pile. It was translated into 20 languages. We have a copy of my book about William Wilberforce in German, folks. Do you understand? German. We have copies of Donald Drains the Swamp. You get three copies of Donald Drains the Swamp signed by me, all in the English language. We have a copy of the new book coming out, Donald Builds the Wall, in the English language. Nobody has copies of that book yet. I haven't even seen it. We're going to get it any day. You're going to get three signed copies of that book. Okay. Another children's book I wrote, which is called It's Time to Sleep, My Love. It's a lullaby book. The illustrations are magnificent. Nancy Tillman is a treasure. You get a signed copy of that. We have a copy of my Miracles book will be signed to you. We have copies. A lot of our guests have given us books. Jack Barsky, the KGB guy, he wrote a book called Deep Undercover. You get a copy of that. You get a deluxe copy. This is the $80 leather-bound Bonhoeffer book signed to you. Shannon Bream, our friend, has a book for you. It goes on and on. Like, it's just crazy. My Dearest Dietrich, that's the love story by Amanda Barrett of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. It goes on and on and on and on. It's madness. And then, of course, you get T-shirts. You get Eric Metaxas Show hats. You get Eric Metaxas Show mugs. You also get to go along with the book Donald Drains a Swamp and Donald Builds the Wall. You get Donald the Caveman buttons that says he's my caveman. These are buttons, folks. You cannot purchase these. You get Donald the Caveman stickers. You also get Eric Metaxas. Who wouldn't want to put this on their mini bike? Come on. The Eric Metaxas Show stickers. Like, we're throwing it all in, folks, because we want to entice everyone to give. Now, whatever you give, you'll be entered to win the drawing to win all this stuff. But anybody who gives $200, you'll be entered four times in the drawing, and you will get automatically a Donald Builds the Wall book signed by the author. I'm the author. Anybody who gets $500 gets to come into the studio. We want to get everybody involved, so we're trying to make it fun. But there's a serious side to this. There are people who genuinely have no food to eat. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is you and I can do something about it. What I can do is beg you to pick up the phone and call 844-863-HOPE. Anything you give gets you entered in the drawing. $500 allows you to come visit the studio with your family or your friends if you like. And I keep throwing it out there. Anybody gives $10,000, this is tax deductible, and it's going to feed a lot of hungry families. Anybody able to do that, I'd like to thank you in person. We'll have dinner together, spend an evening together. We will find the time to do that. So I want to say, before we go to David Horowitz, and again, both hours today we have David Horowitz. You probably already know that. I want to encourage you again to dial 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Do that before I'm back here with David Horowitz, 844-863-HOPE. Thank you. Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time, To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie, baby.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to the author of a brand new book, Mortality and Faith, our friend David Horowitz. The subtitle, Mortality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time. A lot of people that I admire have praised this book like crazy. Dennis Prager says that he's never been so moved by David's writing as by this profound book. Norman Podoritz, Nathan Sharansky, and Stanley Fish raving about it. And I have to say, David, your writing in this book is particularly fine. But I want to ask you, we were talking earlier about your contention, which I think I agree with, that we have to grab onto stories or narratives. And you were talking about how when this woman was murdered in 1974, a lot of people couldn't get out of the narrative. They had to, rather than say, maybe I've missed something, they say, no, you've missed something. She was murdered by the white power structure or by the power structure. The man did it. Mm-hmm. And isn't it kind of like being brainwashed? In other words, at some point, it seems to me that you're talking about taking your thinking, putting your thinking in line with what you're calling reality and human nature. And you're saying that people who are stuck on these other narratives aren't willing to do that.
It's very difficult. I described, there's a scene in Radical Son, which is, I see these as the two volumes of my autobiography. When I'm in a bookstore, and it's after this happened, and there it's a Berkeley bookstore. It was called Moe's, was thriving.
And in the 70s.
All these books, and all the, I see the science fiction, people are into science fiction, they're into this, they're into that. There are whole worlds which are completely outside my world. But Marxism, that was the key to it all. So my books, there were probably 10,000 books in the bookstore, but my books were the important ones.
Right.
And when I realized that it was just another story, and it was a completely false one, as it turned out, I saw the room went black. It was like being in a desert, completely flat, with no landscape. And I realized that I was nothing. I mean, that's a terrifying.
What do you mean? You're in a bookstore in the 70s in Berkeley.
Right. And when I realized that Marxism was a false idea, a false set of ideas. I mean, there's still people millions who live off these really bad and disproven and stupid ideas.
But you're suggesting
it made me important. Story made me important.
But you're suggesting
I had to face my own mortality and nothingness, and that was as difficult a thing as you could possibly have to do.
And you talk about that in the new book, Mortality and Faith. But it seems to me that you're suggesting that you were going along for a ride, and at some point you woke up and you realized I was going in the wrong direction. It was a lie.
My life, had written maybe 10 books at that time on as a Marxist. I had devoted my life. I was 35 years old. I had devoted my life to this false idea and a very destructive one, an evil idea. And that's how I know who people are still Marxists, like Obama. Because the first thing I wanted to do was scream it out and say, warn other people against falling into this trap. And the people who don't do it the Obamas, the Valerie Jarretts, the David Axelrods, they're still communists. They were all brought up that way, and they never detached themselves from it.
But they were.
And I probably turned off half the audience for this book. All the progressives, the progressives turned off their hearing aids.
I think but I just want to go back to the. Is there a grand narrative? It seems to me, as an agnostic, you're suggesting that you think there might be, but you don't know that there is.
Correct.
A grand narrative that actually not only happens to be correct, but that is true on a deeper level. In other words, you're saying that you've spent the last decades working with another narrative, but you're not entirely convinced that it's true. You just think that it might be true.
Give me the book and I'll read you the passage where I fess up to this. I write about Mozart, who was an incredible miracle. All this beautiful music, actually, from the time he was six. And then he wrote a letter in his 31st year, 31 years old. And he wrote a letter to his father. And it said, "As death is the real purpose of our life, for several years I have become closely acquainted with this true and best friend of our life, so that his image is not only no longer terrifying to me, but rather something very soothing and comforting. And I thank my God for affording me, in his grace, the opportunity of realizing that he is the key to our real happiness."
He meaning death.
He meaning...
Or God.
God.
Well, God.
Death is the door to God.
According to Mozart.
I wrote this. It is a generous thought. This is me. It is a generous thought from a miraculous soul. I wish the faith of this great and gifted young man, he was dead 4 years later, by the way, after this letter, were mine as well. I wish it were mine as well. I wish I could place my trust in the hands of a creator. I wish I could look on my life and the lives of my children and all I have loved, and see them as preludes to a better world. But try as I might, I cannot. And so I am left to ponder the pointlessness of our strivings on this earth and to ask impossible questions and receive no answers. So that's my plight. But I do, yes, Marxism is a religious faith, and it's very comforting to be a Marxist. You're very important. It's very comforting to be an environmental radical saving the planet.
Yeah.
But it's just a faith.
But you're saying it's a false faith.
It is a false faith.
Because it strikes me that according to what
you
you're saying, there
can...
You
can't save the planet. I mean, look, you know, science is very limited. Science is an amazing thing. It's got all this knowledge, and we double it every 10 years or whatever it is. But scientists have no idea how the universe began. And they have no idea how life began. How do you get out of these minerals, animal life?
Can I give you a hint? You don't. It's not
possible.
Well,
I understand. I'm just saying our knowledge is so limited. There's a lot of in the book about Dostoevsky and other writers like Saul Bellow. And Dostoevsky had a character who was his stand-in. Ivan Karamazov, we have three-dimensional minds, but we live in a four-dimensional universe. So, and that's the same thing as saying we see now through a glass darkly.
That's right, yeah.
And that's wisdom, in my view.
Sure.
I mean, that's the first humility, is to understand the limits of our knowledge. It's interesting. When Adam and Eve were in the garden in the first chapters of Genesis, they were seduced into wanting to know evil by the serpent. And what did the serpent say? If you eat of that tree, you shall be as God. And that is the left is thinks that they're gods and they can rearrange the world and solve all our problems and do it in 10 years if they have enough power, and they can compel you to do what they want you to
do.
And that arrogance is what caused the death of 100 million people in the 20th century.
Well, you identify hubris and arrogance.
You can see it. There's never, I mean, I, you know, with these political figures like Cortez, there's no hesitation. She has the answers to everything. She's a bartender. You know, no humility. You know, and it's interesting that people on the left always mock people who pray. But what does prayer do? The first thing it does is it humbles you. There are powers and mysteries beyond you that you can never get a hold of. They have to be given the answers. You're not going to find them.
It's interesting you say all these things, because in many ways you talk like a man of faith, and you don't sound like someone who's a nihilist. In other words, if you accept the idea that life is meaningless and that everything evolved out of the primordial soup by accident, that we all got here by accident, then life is meaningless. And then you can hardly fault anyone for doing anything.
Exactly.
Because
right.
Why should they, why shouldn't they do anything? Because there is no truth. There's no right and wrong. We're going to come back with David Horowitz, the new book, Mortality and Faith. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he'd meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani if the right circumstances exist to resolve the nuclear standoff with Tehran. President Trump saying the U.S. and Japan are nearing a new trade agreement. The two countries have agreed to a deal in principle with the President and Prime Minister Abe. They hope to sign that next month. Japan expected to make large purchases of corn as part of the agreement. Lawmakers on each side of Hong Kong's political divide say the other side bears responsibility after violence during anti-government protests over the weekend. Republican Sean Duffy, who represents northern Wisconsin in Congress, has announced that he's resigning next month. Duffy was first elected in 2010. On Wall Street, stocks remain higher, the Dow ahead 194 points. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The show, talking to David Horowitz. The book is Mortality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time. David, we were just talking about this idea. You say that some people latch on to a narrative, and it's almost like they're inside a dream and they don't want to wake up from the dream. You woke up from the dream, but that seems to imply that there's such a thing as a world outside the dream world, which is to say a real world, that there's human nature, that there's a reality. You behave that way, but you get uncomfortable when people point that out. Don't you, David?
I do,
don't
but
you?
I think this is maybe a legacy from my communist parents. I was brought up in a believing household.
Yeah.
So it's comfortable for me to live that way. I've lived my whole life. You're right.
You see, you know what that's called?
The way religious people do.
You know what that's called?
Consequences to my acts. They're meaningful.
Right.
I try to be as good a person as I can.
Right. But then, of course, why? In other words,
because it's built into me. It's my
right. That is what's called in the business a cheap dodge. I'm not letting you get away with that. You realize that, I mean, I would argue here that you don't believe what you just said. You're basically... You don't know the answer, and so you're saying, well, I think it's because... But the fact is that you're too thoughtful and you've been through too much to dedicate your life to pointing out lies if you don't believe there's such a thing as truth.
I think there's... you're absolutely right, but I've been burned in one church.
I get it.
The Church of Marxism.
Yeah.
And I see all churches as human institutions. And I'm wary.
That's okay, all. That's
I,
all right.
I don't
good.
Want to surrender my intellect.
So now you're in the church of weariness.
Yeah, you can. It's an endless,
And you're riding the weariness humility train.
I'm in the labyrinth.
And I want to say
I don't see the exit.
But just to be, what's the word?
Devil's advocate.
I don't want to get too conceptual. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that. There's no way out of that loop, I guess is what I'm trying to say, is that when you say, now I've figured it out, I was too radical, I was too sure of myself, now I'm going to be more humble, less sure, no matter what you do, you're asserting something. You're asserting the idea of humility, you're asserting the idea of facts that work against this narrative. And you're doing what you're doing more gingerly, but you're asserting the very idea of doing things respectfully and humbly and gingerly, as opposed to the idea that we're going to grab an idea and ride it to the cliff.
Well, I think that's a little too generous to me. I agree with everything you said, except I've devoted my life to fighting the evil that I was born into, which is progressivism. I've written over 20 odd books. I have a series of 9 volumes called The Black Book of the American Left. So I fight that battle with conviction because I lived it. And I want to prevent other people like me who are radicals today from going through the misery that I went through. But it's limited. I'm comfortable with the limitedness and the position of agnosticism, and I don't think I would be comfortable embracing a faith because, a religious faith and a divinity, tempting as it is.
That's funny, isn't it funny? God is devilishly tempting you to accept him.
Well, I mean, Look at the comforts that you as I read in that passage too.
I don't know. Yeah, but we're talking about something bigger than religion. We're talking about truth. And it strikes me that you are still trying to figure out what is truth. And it seems to me that you're positing the idea that a humble attitude toward knowing is part of truth.
Well, I think it's the way you approach it's the way you begin the search for truth. I mean, I was always uncomfortable with astronomy when I was a young man.
Astronomy. You don't mean astrology, astronomy.
Astronomy.
Why were you uncomfortable?
Because the universe is so unfathomably big and, mysterious. As I say, scientists, despite all their advances, they don't know the answer to the most basic questions. Now, that is a prelude to a religious view that, God created the universe and God created life. But it also is the door to kind of, I'm going to be wary.
Right. Well, it's interesting, though. I mean, I've never. I think this is an important
in my story, which is my battle with this delusion that human beings without a divinity can redeem the world. I see that as the most destructive ideology in human history, and that's the ideology of progressives. And that's a big enough battle for me.
Okay, I get it. But it still means that you believe their battle's worth fighting because you fought hard. You just fight slightly differently than you might have in your previous incarnation. But I want to get back to the book, Mortality and Faith. You tell a lot of stories in this book, and it is really volume two, you said, of your autobiography, the first being Radical Son. So where do you pick up your story in this book? What year, roughly?
Well, Radical Son was published in 1997. I really wrote it a little earlier. I'll tell you where this book began. It began after 9/11. It's interesting.
Actually, we want to pause on an interesting note. We're going to be right back talking with David Horowitz about Mortality and Faith.
Someone knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let him in.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. I know full well that if you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, you have some options. For example, you have Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent an even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop all over the parts of your body that hurt and do that a few times a day. And of course, you can use over-the-counter drugs or even prescriptions. We know about those. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people like me are now taking Relief Factor every day? Well, I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and that's why they created the 3-week quick start pack to make it as easy and as inexpensive as possible to get you out of pain too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I have joined them. Order the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. You have to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Most people who order the 3-week quick start pack continue to take it because it works. That's why I take it.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com, and that's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Do you enjoy the company of like-minded individuals? Then you'll love speaking with U.S.-based veteran-led team at Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative cell phone company. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You'll get reliable nationwide service, feel good about funding the right agendas, where a portion of each bill goes to support gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, the sanctity of life, and veteran recovery. With Patriot Mobile, you can keep the phone number you have, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone, which includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, high-quality camera, and more. Only while supplies last, with unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month. Switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. PatriotMobile.com/Hugh.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a 4-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete 4-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Hey there, folks. We're talking to David Horowitz about his book, Mortality and Faith, on the Eric Metaxas Show. David, you were just telling us that it was around 9/11 that you
kind
of... It
was the year 2001.
Okay.
And two things happened in that year. One is 9/11, which I think, you know, America was insulated from a lot of the evils of war in particular, since the Civil War. We just felt very safe in America, and the 9/11 attacks changed that. And, you know, knowing the availability of nuclear weapons, it would cause you to think about final things. And then I was diagnosed right after 9/11 with a prostate cancer. So that brought it home to me, and I figured, you know, I should write about these, what were for me, end times. I was interested in it. What were my feelings as I grew older and as things happened to me, which I described throughout the book, various illnesses, various losses, in particular my daughter. And I thought that it would be, I don't know. It attracted me to write about that, and that has caused a lot of people to think I'm dying all the time.
Well, aren't we?
Well, we are. Well, that's the way the book begins, with my father telling me we begin to die the day we are born, which is a little bit pessimistic, but
yeah,
not that much.
It's really the day we're conceived. But okay, so to be even more pessimistic. It's interesting. It's one thing to think about our own mortality, and I think we can be flippant about the meaning of life and death when we're thinking about ourselves. But when we think about loved ones, you mentioned your daughter dying young. When you love someone and they die, particularly when they die young, that to me militates much more strongly against the meaninglessness of life than the prospect of our own death. Did you find that in losing your daughter?
And my daughter was an observant Jew. And she believed in the rolling of the souls, which not in a reincarnation, but in a reincarnation of the spirit. Her spirit is inside me. I wrote a book about her called A Cracking of the Heart, in which I deal with this. I think you're absolutely right about that. It was horrifying, her death. And I write about it here a little bit. I say that my life entered a winter from which it can never recover. But like I say, I mean, I'm very not always satisfied with the books I write, but with this one in particular, because I think there's a lot of wisdom in it and consolation for people, since life is, as my father always liked this I put it on his tombstone, but it was a saying of Marx, life is struggle.
Life is struggle. Well, listen, Marx got some things right, didn't he? Well, but the German word for struggle kind of took a hit when Hitler wrote Mein Kampf. And so it's really hard to speak about it in the original German. But there's something about love, you know, when you talk about your book about your daughter dying, the cracking of a heart. I mean, there's something, if you're looking for clues to the meaning of life, it seems to me that you have some clues there, that there's something about love and an attachment to someone that says it doesn't seem possible that life could be meaningless.
There is a whole passage here about one morning, my wife and I, my wife had been looking at on her laptop pictures of my daughter after she died. And she came to me and said, let's go out. We went to I don't know if it was run by Jews, but it was like a Jewish deli.
In California.
And I was sitting at the table, and there was a plate. It was a stiff paper plate, and it lifted off the table and hit me in the stomach. And there was no wind. It's completely inexplicable. My wife was sure that it was my daughter communicating with us. But I offer it as an example. Again, I'm an agnostic.
Did it strike you as miraculous? And it was, even if you don't know the source of it,
I can't explain
it. But you were there, and it was at least extremely strange.
Yes, but that's where I leave it as an agnostic.
Right.
I didn't. And there was
Say that though. See, I don't believe you. I don't believe you for a bit. You don't believe it was Zeus. You don't believe it was nothing. You pretend
because we
hold things lightly, and just because we're not cocksure radicals doesn't mean we can't believe things. And it seems to me that, though you're unwilling to say so, there are certain beliefs that aren't worth holding on to, and there's certain beliefs that might be worth holding on to.
I don't know. I'm fascinated by shows. There's a show called The Seatbelt Psychic.
Psychic, okay.
And there's a guy who drives, he picks people up
and
drives them places. And they just get into his cab. Now, of course, you never know what's going on behind the camera.
Right.
But he does things that are he uncanny. He knows about these people, about their loved ones,
about people
who've died. I just take an agnostic view of that. I'm not at all
prepared
to dismiss it.
Right.
Even though there are psychics who are fakers.
Yeah.
But I'm not at all prepared to dismiss it. And the same thing with my daughter. I wish that it were true. That's why I write in the book. I wish this was a communication from my daughter. When somebody dies, it leaves all the conversations unfinished. You think of all the things you should have said. You think of, I leave it for what it is.
We're going to go to another break. We'll be right back with David Horowitz.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he'll make a trade deal with China only if it's a fair deal for the United States.
The president says China's willingness to resume trade negotiations is a positive development, but he says Beijing must be prepared to accept a balanced agreement.
Only if it's a fair deal and a good deal for the United States. Otherwise, I will not make a deal.
The president says China has been hard hit economically and believes that Chinese leaders are sincere about wanting to reach a trade deal.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The president says the U.S. and Japan are nearing a new trade agreement. Japan expected to make large purchases of corn as part of that deal. Lawmakers on each side of Hong Kong's political divide say the other side bears responsibility after violence during pro-democracy protests over the weekend. The protesters are demanding, for one thing, democratic elections. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 187 points. This is SRN News.
Couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Mortality and faith. David, are you a big Bee Gees fan?
Bee Gees?
No.
Queen.
Queen. Big Queen fan.
Mark Knopfler.
He's a little leftist.
They all are.
Who's the other guy with Steely Dan? Mark and I can't think of his name. Anyway, never mind. But yeah, it's kind of funny. You've chosen to settle in California, and you've been there all these years. As somebody who is, you know, become an arch conservative politically, you're not in a place where most people share your worldview, and people in the media tend to be radically on the left side of things. Do you have any theories as to why that is?
No. I moved to California in 1959 when I was still a leftist. But California is not a serious place. It's not like New York. If I was in New York, I couldn't walk into a room without being assaulted verbally.
For what you believe.
I would be embattled all the time.
Uh-huh.
I've often thought of that. And California, on the other hand, it's very easy to avoid. I can't go on a campus because the left has decided to shut down conservatives entirely.
Right.
Not only have they been purged from their faculties, but you can't let them in the door for a visiting lecture.
Yeah, it's very dangerous if people like you are in a college campus.
I can't go to a college campus without a bodyguard, but now the administration is so supportive of these campus fascists that they just turn my speech into a circus. They do all kinds of strange things. To obstruct it. But I find it very easy in California. People in California, they're interested in their bodies and their careers. Unless you're in San Francisco, and I moved out of the Bay Area. About when I voted for Reagan. That was the year I moved out of.
Is that right?
I moved out of the San Francisco Bay Area, where all I talk about is relationships.
Oh my gosh! Well, it's funny to think of you living on the left coast with the views you have. With this book, Mortality and Faith, I guess you make it sound, it has an elegiac tone. Do you see this as like a final statement? You're not exactly on your deathbed, but
I actually have inspired people to act on the idea that I'm dying, and this is years ago.
Yeah. So this is not a farewell tour.
It is, and you know, I wrote it that way. The end of the book is about a dear friend, Ed Snyder, who was he created the Philadelphia Flyers, and he was a very wealthy man, a very very generous man, and he had cancer the same time I did when I had my, but he opted not to do the surgery, but he was just a wonderful spirit in this life. And it was, you know, when he died, of course, people come out of the woodwork and they tell the things he did for them. And so you kind of lose him again.
I want to hear the rest of this story, but we're going to have to end this hour. If you want to hear the rest of this, you know, go to MetaxasTalk.com. We're on YouTube if you want to watch this as a TV program. So we'll continue the story, but that ends this hour. David, thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.